We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Very nice. Dom Giordano Show. Good Thursday. Welcome in. Jump in more fully. 855-839-1210. All right. You know, it pays to comb everything you can find out there. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known about the Trump House. Byron York, who I know and is a great writer at Washington Examiner, says you want to hear about enthusiasm in a place like Pennsylvania? There is a Trump House in Latrobe. And we'll let our guest, Leslie Rossi, break it down, what she has there. But it draws people, 1,000 people a day, he says, to Trump House for all things Trump. And it reinforces the idea you're not alone out there. Whatever the media says, whatever the polls say, do you think Biden House would get 1,000 people a day? You know, we could have some fun. What would be in Biden House? You know, what would they have there from Joe Biden? Plagiarized documents.
Box of corn pops.
Box of corn pops. Maybe some hair plug people would be there. I love what he's doing with that. I don't know that Hunter Biden would have. The Hunter Biden wing could be there. Let's go to Leslie Rossi out there in western Pennsylvania. Hey, Leslie, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, great to be here.
So tell us, if we came to Trump House, is it in Latrobe?
It is in Latrobe, PA. It just edges on the corner of Youngstown, Pennsylvania. So it's Route 30 to 982 South, and you come right across it on the major highway there.
And Byron York says some days you have 1,000 people come through Trump House.
Most days. Most days we have 1,000 or more on a weekend. We'll have 1,500 to 1,800.
Oh,
and
God.
I have lines. It's an hour-long wait to get in, and the line is all the way back around the next house, all the way down into the field, all day long. And sometimes it takes three or four of us to run the inside of the house to keep it flowing and going. But I have to laugh because you just said, what would they have at the Biden House? Well, I have Joe Biden at my house. So as my guests are standing in that hour line, long, you know, wait, what do you think they're looking at? My basement steps and the steps that come up to my back porch, and Joe Biden is in my basement. And there's a sign that says, no comment. So it's adorable because I get these sweet older ladies that come in and they have a voter question. And that's primarily what I do there, is help the voters with their questions and registration. And I look them up, and some of them have registered when they were 18 years old and they haven't voted since. And they say, Mrs. Rossi, would you look me up? I go, honey, you're not going to be in there. So anyway, they get up and they've looked at Joe Biden, and he's waving coming out of the basement. And they say, I know I'm not supposed to ask any questions. And I say, oh no, that sign, Joe doesn't take questions. And so they're very, come across quite a bit of confusion with my no questions sign, but that pertains to Joe. But some people I do have to explain that to, because they think they're not allowed to come in and ask me a question.
That's
so I do have Joe there. We also have Hillary there. So the house is over 100 years old, and over on the one corner where the stars are, there's these old bars, these old rusty rusty bars, and I wish we wouldn't have painted them white. This election, we put a coat of white paint on them because they were looking pretty bad. But we had these rusty bars, and we slipped a picture of Hillary behind those. So
Locked
we have
up.
Hillary.
Oh,
we have Hillary there, too. And I have to laugh at the American media because one last election came out and took a picture of a child standing in front of that. And then the article, I think it was New York something, posted that we forced that child to look at that picture. And we were just laughing at the article, how pathetic it was. But because the kid is standing there laughing, you know, but everybody loves that. But on the other side of the house, we have a 14-foot statue replica of Mr. Trump, President Trump. And why I did that, this is crazy, but in 2016, okay, what happened there where voters came every day and they hated Hillary Clinton and they were so uncertain of Donald Trump because he wasn't a politician. He had no experience in the political world. He offered so much. He said what they were thinking. And so they were so afraid of him and so unsure, and they didn't know how to vote. So they would come back and come back. But the problem was they were watching. We could make them believe, but they would watch the media every day tell them they were losing. They were losing. And I felt like a therapist. And I had very little help at the house last time. I still had 1,000 people on a weekend closer to the end of the election only. I didn't have that many, you know, all year, but just closer to the election. And I couldn't handle it. I was getting no sleep. They were calling me at 2 a.m. and I would answer the phone and talk to them. And I'd be like, honey, I already talked to you at the house this week. Are you really that concerned? So I needed something to take that burden off me. So I put then Mr. Trump out in the front lawn, and boom, people were coming there with their families, flocking around and getting pictures. It was fantastic. And the funniest thing, and you can go back and check this, I'm watching the debate with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and Hillary says, Donald, you have women putting statues of you in their front yard. And I looked at my husband and kids, and I went, oh, shit, I think that's me.
Wait a minute.
So the next day, Time Magazine.
Hold up there.
I got it. We're good.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, we can't say it on the radio, Leslie. You're on a roll, but we took care of it. That's okay.
Sorry.
That's okay, Leslie. So, Leslie, what do you see this time around? Where we are, it's even more intense than it was the last time around because now it's a more known quantity with Trump. What do you see?
Okay, so what I see on the ground is enthusiasm, people that love and adore their president. They're proud of their president. They're not afraid to represent him and put that sign in their yard anymore. They don't care what their neighbor thinks. They were so silent last time. They were so worried people would judge them. They want their neighbors to know they're voting Trump. They love their president. And I love to get to hear that and see that. And they come there and, you know, they're not driving 3 and 5 hours to get a $10 item. They are coming there to meet other people, to gather. It's such a fun place for them. We just, the joy we see on their faces, they talk, they tell us their life stories, they tell us how politics affect their daily lives. It's so special. I will never forget how this has changed my life, but it's great to see Americans stepping up and making a difference. And you know what? They don't trust the media anymore. The media told them they could not win. They told them so many lies that these people believe in themselves now. They believe in President Trump. They believe in Mike Pence. They believe in what they see in front of them. And you know what? They said we'd never beat Philly and Pittsburgh, and we did. We won by 44,000 votes, and it's going to be huge this time. Just from what I see.
The number
of people I've registered to vote,
yes.
My head is spinning. I couldn't keep enough forms. Other counties were bringing me forms.
How many do you think you registered?
We were counting on some days, you know, just to see, because I have guys that stand out. Obviously, I can't do everything. So I would have these volunteers come, and I would give them forms and say, work the crowd, ask who didn't register to vote, and hand out the forms. And so they would hand them out to the people that asked for them. Or people would come up on my porch. I had a bin, and they would pick it up. Or they would wait to get inside and say, you know, I'm not registered, or, hey, I'd like to change my party. And we used to always tease them and say, if you're in the goofy party, and you want to switch to the other side, see Leslie. And they would come in and say, I'm in the goofy party, you know. And this was really fun. I ran for Republican delegate, so I have my sign hanging in the House because people just knew me as the Trump House lady, and they didn't know who I was by name. So I hung my sign in there so they would maybe perhaps recognize me down the road. And they would come in and say, hey, I need to switch parties. And I would say, well, why? And they said, well, I couldn't vote for you in the primary. I'm a Democrat. You weren't on my ballot. So that
good
was
stuff.
Key. I heard that so many times. You know, they were like, why weren't you on my ballot? Because you're
good
a
stuff.
Democrat.
Good stuff.
So
Leslie,
what happened with the Democrats?
Yeah, Leslie, is there a website for Trump House?
No, we just have Facebook. I have the Trump House Latrobe PA, but it's all word of mouth and social media. The American media didn't cover me this election. Last time I did two interviews a day. This time I had barely any other than foreign media. But we didn't need them. We didn't need them. Word of mouth.
It is wonderful what you're doing. Well, Leslie, thank you so much. And
you're welcome.
Again, I think it's all going to come together on Election Day. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia.
You're so welcome. Have a great day.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.